The second part of this month's Monk in the World podcast is a guided experience of welcoming prayer. This practice was originally developed by Contemplative Outreach's late master teacher, Mary Mrozowski, and it's based largely on the teaching and wisdom of Father Thomas Keating and an 18th century work titled Abandonment to Divine Providence by Jean-Pierre de Caussade. I'm going to give you a brief overview of the practice and then suggest that you move through the experience in your own time and pace. If it's helpful for you, you might listen to this podcast in its entirety to get a sense of the practice, and then to listen to it again, pausing after I describe each of the three main movements of welcoming prayer and letting yourself have that experience so that it becomes sort of a guided process. And there are three main movements to the process of welcoming prayer. The first is focus and sink in. The second is welcome. And the third is to let go. And we begin the practice by allowing some time to move your focus and attention to your body, and allowing some time to breathe and connect with what it is that you are experiencing in this moment. And notice both physical pain as well as emotions, and bring your full awareness to whatever this experience is without trying to change it. And begin to notice how you experience this in your body. If you feel sad, how is that manifested in your body? If you feel angry, where do you experience this? Perhaps it's a tightness in your gut, a clenching in your throat. Any of these like physical responses, any ways that you can describe the imagery that goes with this experience. And the idea isn't to change anything, but to simply stay present, to focus on what's happening, and to really sink into the experience. It's not about psychoanalyzing or trying to figure out why you're feeling the way you do or justifying your feelings. It's really about simply becoming aware in a physical way of this energy as a sensation in your body, and then beginning to practice staying present with it. And once you have a sense of what this experience is that you're having right now, you can move to the second movement, which is welcoming it in. So once you feel fully immersed in this feeling or experience, you begin to practice inner hospitality and say very gently, welcome sadness, or welcome anger, or welcome pain. Whatever it is that you identified in that first movement, you name it and you say welcome. And the goal of this practice, again, isn't to get rid of the experience you're having, but to not allow it to take your awareness away from being fully present to yourself in this moment. So what often happens is that we experience something we consider negative, and then we begin to immediately resist the feeling. And we distract ourselves, or we try to figure out what's wrong and fix it. But these responses just move us further away from an experience of what's actually happening in us. And so by embracing the thing that you once defended yourself against or ran from, you're actually removing its power to hurt you. You're actually releasing, surrendering into your larger self, the self with the big S that we talked about in part one. And you're letting go of these smaller selves. And you open yourself to hear the wisdom that this experience might have to offer you, to reveal what it's trying to say to you. And when you bring yourself fully present to your experience, a remarkable thing happens. Discover that you have the courage and strength to stay with this moment. You surrender the desire of the small self and begin to discover the power of this inner witness. And the inner witness is the the aspect of ourselves that already has a connection to the divine and is able to be fully present to whatever's happening from a place of calm and compassion. And you can stay with your experience no matter what its physical or psychological impact. So in this practice, we stay present, we welcome in what's happening, but we don't identify with it. And we come to recognize slowly that this experience doesn't define the whole of who we are. We're not made up entirely of our grief, just as we're not fully defined by joy. And we begin to discover that we have many parts to ourselves, any one of which may at a certain moment be impacting how we feel. And so instead of resisting, we welcome it in. And that begins to diffuse its power. We can avoid letting our mind spin off into stories about how life will always be this way. And this act of welcome isn't about condoning the situation that caused the physical or emotional pain. This act of surrender isn't about accepting illness or rejection or pain inflicted by someone else as somehow just the way life is. But you're welcoming in the feelings that the experience triggers for you and letting them have some space within you. It's a surrender that's more of an inner attitude rather than an outer practice. Sometimes the events of our lives outside us demand our resistance. Sometimes we're called to say no to what's happening. But whatever it is that's happening, we still have our feelings of the experience. And these are what we need room for within our inner guest house. Because paradoxically, it's only by inviting them in that we're no longer controlled by them. And once you're in this experience of right alignment with your own inner experience, you can begin to discern more freely how to respond to the outside world of experience. And you choose from a place of more centeredness and consciousness rather than reactivity. And so after the first movement of focusing and sinking into the experience and the second movement of welcoming whatever it is that's happening, and remembering that welcoming doesn't necessarily mean we have to be happy about it. It just means that we stop resisting and we surrender into the truth of what's actually happening to us. The third movement is letting go. And the temptation might be to move here a little too quickly. We might think that we're ready to just let go and move on. But again, that's a way of denying our experience of having some place within us. So the real heart of the work of welcoming prayer is in those first two movements, staying with the experience and welcoming it until that wall of resistance begins to come down on its own. And when you begin to feel this inner fighting of your experience dissolve, then you can begin to practice the letting go. Remembering that this letting go is just for now, because as human beings, we'll continue to encounter difficult emotions. This is not a final, once and forever renunciation of your anger or fear. It's just simply a way of gently waving goodbye as the emotion starts to recede into your awareness. Because the emotions naturally have a rise and fall within us. And part of this practice is simply noticing that, so that we begin to not be controlled by whatever's happening, because we know that eventually there'll be a different experience there. If you feel resistance to this movement of letting go, don't pretend. Just accept where you are right now and bring some compassion to yourself. That is the practice in this moment, to be compassionate with wherever it is you find yourself in this process. And if you are ready to let go, you might say something simple like, "I let go of my anger," or whatever the feeling is, and give it over to God. The woman who created the welcoming prayer uses this prayer as her closing. "I let go of my desire for security and survival. I let go my desire for affection and esteem. I let go my desire for control and power. I let go my desire to change the situation. So those four statements are pretty powerful ways of accepting what life has been bringing us, and just accepting that we are having the response that we're having, and being compassionate with ourselves. And when my inner experience is welcomed in, God can begin to transform it for my own deepening. So if you practice this regularly, you might begin to notice that throughout your day, there are moments when an inner experience arises that you want to resist. You can simply bring your compassionate awareness to this process, and instead of distracting yourself from the feeling, or trying to send it away, or trying to change it, simply pray the word welcome, and allow this connection to divine compassion to flow through you, and offering you the gift of transforming grace in the moment. So welcoming prayer helps us cultivate our ability to live with the truth of this moment and to accept whatever's happening right now. So I invite you to take some time right now and begin with just a few minutes. Focus on what you're experiencing without changing it. See if you can sink in and really name the feeling and name the bodily response that accompanies it, and then welcome it in. And stay with this practice of welcome as long as you need to, seeing if you can simply accept this as the truth of your life right now, dropping the resistance, dropping whatever barriers you have. And then when you begin to feel a little bit of release, practice the letting go, not holding on to whatever this was, and knowing that each moment brings its own grace and truth. And blessings as you go forward with this practice of inner hospitality.